USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of people in the United States are projected to travel this holiday weekend despite COVID-19 concerns. Labor Day flight bookings are at only about a third of what they were last year, although reservations to Florida have jumped by 200%. And with most people driving, it's good news that gas prices are so low. The average price for a gallon of NOLED at $2.22 a gallon, down 33 cents from last year at this time. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
The lowest Labor Day holiday weekend gas prices that we've seen since 2004. A lot of that, of course, due to coronavirus, which has curbed gasoline demand throughout the last 6 months or so.
After a series of soldier deaths at the base in Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the Pentagon. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A man wanted for fatally shooting a Donald Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night is dead. Michael Reinhold was killed when a federal task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington last night. Earlier, he had admitted to Vice News to killing Aaron Danielson, who was part of a pro-Trump caravan of vehicles which rolled through the Portland area amid ongoing protests against racial injustice. Seven police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong, this is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
Wall Street not impressed by a better-than-expected August jobs report. The Dow's been down over 500 points this morning. The Nasdaq down more than 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the two states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a three-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a one-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing five more items will be disappearing come November, including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.